Well, Jane Ace has discovered what she believes is a great singing voice. The voice is that of a 17-year-old orphan whom the orphanage kids call Caruso. Jane wants to be his manager, and tonight has invited the boy to the house to sing for Mr. Ace and Marge to prove his ability. The scene is after dinner in the living room at the Aces. Mr. Ace is engrossed in his evening paper as Jane, with the aid of her maid Laura, arranges the stage. Listen.
Now, move that chair over here. No, no, Laura, that chair.
This one, ma'am?
Yeah, push it over here, next to this one. Kind of curve it around so it'll face the piano. Oh, no, no.
I don't know what you mean, ma'am.
I'm trying to make this part of the room the audience, and over there, the stage. Can't you make it look like an audience?
Well, you see, ma'am, I'm more on housekeeping and cooking and things like that.
Oh, let me show you. Can't you just curve this chair around here? What's hard about that? There.
Oh, yes, ma'am, that's nice.
Let's see now, that's one, two. We need one more chair. Excuse me, dear.
What?
Excuse me, I need this chair.
I'm trying to read this Well, what are you doing to this room? What are all those chairs out in the middle of the floor?
Well, this is where we're going to sit to hear him sing. Over there is the stage by the piano, and this part of the room is for the audience. Now, please, dear, will you go in and get dressed?
Oh, what do I have to get dressed for? The boy won't mind.
Oh, you're so obsolete. Hurry now, dear, please. They'll be here any minute.
Who's they?
Well, I had to call up for a piano player, didn't I?
You called up for one? Where?
Oh, I found one. Don't worry.
Yeah, how much does that cost?
Not much. I'll pay for it. You just go in and get dressed.
Well, I guess I better. I'll never hear the end of it. I knew I shouldn't have allowed this whole thing.
I'll call you when we're ready, dear. Oh, I'm going to have trouble with him. I can see that. Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, Laura, I want you to do something for me.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to be here when the singing starts. You just be standing in back here.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to applaud, and I'll applaud you. It's like in a theater, you see? Sometimes I applaud when other people do, even if I don't like something. I do it just to keep them company. So if you'll applaud and I'll applaud, they'll think it's good, too. See? Just to keep us company. You understand?
I understand about the applauding, ma'am. What was that other part?
I say it just like being in a Oh, never mind. You just applaud. That's all you have to understand. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, there's somebody now. That's either him or the piano player. Never mind, Laura. I'll go. You just stand back here while I show you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes?
Is this where the party is?
Party? There's no party here.
Aren't this, 5423 North Boulevard?
Yes, but there's no party here.
Didn't you call the union for a piano player?
Oh, you're the piano player. Oh, excuse me. Yes, come in.
Is this where the party is?
Oh, no, this isn't a party.
Well, ain't you the party that called for a piano player?
Oh, that kind of a party. Yes, I called for a piano player.
They said it was a party, I thought.
Oh, no, this is for a singer.
Singer?
Yeah, somebody's going to sing, and I want to have somebody play the piano for him. You play the piano, don't you?
Do I? They call me Chick Hot Stuff Williams.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance. I'm Mrs. Ace.
Yeah, that's the name. I was trying to remember it all the way out here. And is that the box?
Box?
Over there, the piano.
Oh, yes, this is the piano.
Okay, lady, just tell me when the fun begins. I'll be on the job.
This isn't going to be fun. You got this wrong, Hot Stuff, if you think it's a party.
Don't matter, lady. It's the same union scale.
Scale?
Yeah, it's the same scale no matter what it is.
You mean Do-Re-Mi?
Yeah, it's the same Do-Re-Mi.
Oh, the music you mean. Well, I got the music. You read music, don't you?
Read it? What for?
What for? To know what to play. Can't you read music?
Well, I used to when I was a kid. Nowadays, it keeps you so busy banging it out. I can't take time to read it.
Well, if you can't read it, how are you going to play it for the singer?
What's the name of it?
Please.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Huh, that's a cinch. Wait till I show you. Just put my coat on.
Take your coat off.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, you.
Now, let me show you. Trees. Trees. Oh, yeah, yeah. How's this? You dog. How's that?
Well, not yet, Laura. Yes, that's pretty, but how about trees?
How about it? I just played it.
You played it? Well, that's not the trees I mean.
That's not the trees you mean?
Those aren't the trees I mean.
Yeah, those... What?
Well, that doesn't sound like it when he sang it for me.
What kind of a singer is this, anyhow? Who is he?
Caruso.
Who?
Caruso, that's his name.
Listen, lady, let's level. Let's get down to business. Enough of this clowning around.
Oh, Dad, how's it going?
Oh, hello, Mark. This is the piano player, Mr.
Dick Hotstuff Williams.
Oh, how do you do?
Hi.
Hot stuff, did you say?
Yes, he played just now.
Well, it isn't exactly hot stuff, Mr. Williams. Didn't Mrs. Hayes explain the idea to you?
Yeah, but she's been clowning around with Caruso and things like that.
I told him Caruso was coming here to sing.
Look, lady, I'm a solid center. I can make you go. I can play anything you want from jam to jive. But don't give me that double talk about Caruso coming here.
Ah, just a minute, Mr. Williams. Maybe I can explain it. You see, Mrs. Hayes has picked up a boy she thinks has a beautiful voice. He's an orphan, and his nickname at the orphanage is Caruso. He's coming here to sing tonight, sort of an audition. You get it?
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, that's what I told you.
Yeah, I'm beginning to come to now. And he's going to sing trees, is that it?
Yes, he said he wanted to. He sings it beautifully. Wait till you hear him.
I can hardly wait.
Me too. He ought to be here on this. But can you read this music, Mr. Williams?
Well, I've got a confession to make. I wouldn't want this to get around to the rest of the boys, though, now. You got to promise to keep this strictly on for new.
Well, what is it?
Well, I do read music.
You do?
Not so loud. I wouldn't want him to start kidding me.
What happened? What did he say?
He can read music.
Well, if you're going to blab it all over town, I'm sorry.
Won't. Your secret's safe with us.
Okay, now you run your runner now.
Oh, there he is. Here he comes now.
The singer?
Yes, I think so. Well, Laura, what are you standing there for? Let him in.
Oh, well, before you went to the door, ma'am, I thought you was going now, too.
Oh, isn't she a mess? Hurry, Laura.
Yes, ma'am, are
you? I'll call her.
Yeah, call her, will you, Mark?
Is Mrs. H at home?
Yes, sir, she's waiting for you. Come in, please.
Hey, we're all set. Come in, Caruso. Hello.
How do you do, Mrs. H?
Just fine. This is Miss Hale.
Hello.
I'm pleased to meet you.
And this is Mr. Williams. He's a piano player.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Hi, Bing. Just looking over your music here. What tempo do you want on this thing?
Oh, I brought along another piece I'd rather sing.
Another piece?
Yes, if you don't mind, Mrs. Ace. It's a little more classical, but it has a nice range and
Oh, that's all right. Anything you want to sing is all right.
Well, what is it? Is it as pretty as trees?
Well, I think so, yes.
You got it with you there?
Yes, here it is.
What's the name of it?
Non ti scordar di me.
Never be popular. Let me run over it once on this piano.
What is it?
Non ti scordar di me. It means, do not forget me.
Oh, isn't that sweet? We love Caruso.
What did I get into here?
Oh, it's not difficult, Mr. Williams. It's really quite simple.
Yeah, simple. It's a good thing I went to the conservatory. I'll be with you in a minute.
Well, you all set?
Oh, hello, dear.
Well, hello, Jane. I haven't seen you in some time.
Oh, thanks, dear. This is Caruso, dear.
How do you do, Mr. Ace?
How are you, young man?
I can never find words enough to thank you and Mrs. Ace for what you're doing for me.
Well, all right. Yes, we'd like to hear you sing.
Well, just a minute, dear. Mr. Williams is studying the song.
Oh.
Caruso's going to sing a different song. He's not going to sing three.
Well, the song originally scheduled for this time will not be heard.
There's been a change in the program.
He's going to sing, what was it, Dad?
Non ti scordar di me.
Oh, really?
Okay, buddy, I think I got you now. You ready to go?
Well, you are, thank you.
Well, just a minute now. You sit here, dear, and you sit there more. That's it. And I'll sit here. Now. No, Laura, what is the matter with you?
What's
going on here?
Oh, wait, nothing, dear. All right, Caruso, you can start.
Io t'amo sempre più nel sogno mio rimani tu. Non ti scordar di me, la vita mia è forte a te. Thank you.
first set of pipes.
All right, Laura.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, dear?
Well, he's really marvelous.
Marvelous? Why, that's not the word for it. He's very marvelous. And he'll get better, too. There's some things he has to learn.
What was it you didn't like, Mrs. Ace?
Well, for one thing, you don't pronounce your words very well. I couldn't understand a single word you sang.
Definitely.
Well, I couldn't. Now, if he goes to a school where they study electrocution, he's going to be all right.
Well, the boy singer has passed his first crucial test. Mr. Race and Marge approve. Now Jane really gets busy carving out his career as we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.